Well, Simon, first of all, with that win, you guys go top of the Group B table.
Yeah, I heard that Notts beat Surrey, which is a nice result, but obviously there's still a lot of cricket left, five games for us, and a big game against Notts on Tuesday, so still plenty of work to be done, but obviously it's nice to start this next period of the season well.
On a scale of sort of run chases, how difficult was that?
I think we got off to a great start, and there's no doubt it was always going to get tougher through the middle once it started spinning and they took the pace off the ball. We pride ourselves on doing that, I guess, throughout the 2020s, and I think once the sun came out, which was nice to have the sun on the back, it actually probably helped the wicket spin more because it sort of made it crusty. But to get there with 11 or 10 balls to spare in the end, nice to sort of get a tricky little chase out of the way. I think 230, 240 might have been an interesting get on that.
I mean, it was a good start, wasn't it, from James Vince and Jimmy Adams?
Yeah, very good start. They've obviously got a very strong bowling lineup, given that they're in Division 1, and obviously Onions and Clayton are very good bowlers, so I think they set the platform for us, took the pressure off, and then we were able to, once we did lose wickets, we were able to rebuild and have a little bit of time up our sleeves to get in, because it wasn't the sort of wicket where you could just walk out there and find the boundary straight away.
I mean, we all know run chases are tricky and the ball's turning, yep. But you've got experienced guys coming in behind those two quick wickets that fell in the 70s.
Yeah, look, I think there's no doubt we had that experience, but also I think we do bat deep. It's always nice knowing guys like Dimitri and Kabir Ali are at sort of 7 and 8 and in the order, and obviously we had the power play up our sleeves as well, and I think they obviously went hard with their better bowlers earlier in the game, so at the back end of the game we probably had a little bit more inexperienced blokes to come up with in those last four overs.
I mean, you looked personally ice cool out there, but how much do you feel under pressure at any stage?
The first 30 runs I felt like I couldn't get them off the square, and then it's funny, you get one or two away and just sort of clicked, but I sort of waited until I sort of felt we got the score down to a level where I thought if I do happen to get out, it's not too much to ask the next guy to come in. And thankfully, I got a few away and then managed to bring it down. And Dimitri helped bring it down really quickly. And that, it's all about those partnerships. We sort of picked our end where we felt we could score or find the boundary a bit easier. And thankfully, I found it off the leggy and he found it off Collingwood. So that's all, the art of batting in partnerships.